Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. There was spiritual awakening initiated by the death of a loved one and, of all things, a missing earring. Doretta Lynette Whalen, Ph.D., in her book Discovering St. Anthony, despite feeling unworthy, reveals surprising experiences which led her to St. Anthony. One of the world's most beloved religious figures, St. Anthony made his mark as a popular preacher in the early 13th century. Dr. Whalen focuses on the saint's powerful connection as a finder. In presenting dozens of engaging stories, from heartbreaking to hilarious, she collected as part of an oral history project conducted in her Catholic parish just before the COVID pandemic. The result, an inspirational, entertaining book that fosters faith and hope in these uncertain times. Dr. Whalen is a retired adjunct professor at the University of Pittsburgh, teaching jazz voice and inheriting the popular History of Jazz, named Editor's Pick Best Class by the Pitt News in 2013. As host of American Public Radio show on WYEP-FM Pittsburgh, Cruise Control for a Sunday, she interviewed guests and created Classic Jazz Review, a voiceover episode. Her dissertation on jazz vocalist Billie Holiday suggests that exposure to chant helped shape her singing style. Dr. Whalen serves the church as cantor and volunteer, teaches voice in her home studio. Dr. Loretta Lynette Whalen, author of Discovering St. Anthony, If You Ask for Miracles, Prayers of a Catholic Community in Pittsburgh, joining us on This Week in America. Dr. Whalen, welcome to the program. Great to have you with us.
I'm thrilled to be here, Rick, with such a distinguished host. Thank you. When I see that picture for the back cover, I chuckle. I had to edit out my arm. It's a selfie from March 2020, you know, the very start of the COVID crisis.
We see that picture. By the way, the video version of this is up on our YouTube channel. Just Google YouTube or go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Click on videos and you'll see all of our videos there, including today's episode with Dr. Doretta Lynette Whalen. Let's start with the story behind the book. I love how this began, the story behind the story. Share that with us, if you would, please.
Sure. It goes back to April of 2016. The spring term at the university was, you know, just over. So I had some time to myself and I was digging into a book my eldest daughter had sent me, 31 Days to Morning Glory, Father Michael Gately's Do-It-Yourself Program to Deepen Your Spirituality. And I remember sitting on my porch under blue skies, like we're enjoying now. It's a beautiful day in Pittsburgh, Rick. Every morning there was an inspiring reading, and at the end of the month-long program, the author posed the challenge to make a commitment to daily prayer as a way to become closer to the mother of Jesus. And there's more to it, of course, but I borrowed from that book some choice phrases to compose my own morning offering, which I share in my book. And the experience of dedicating and consecrating each day, first in reading and then in prayer, really strengthened me for the difficult times just ahead. My wonderful mother, who was well at the time, died just 4 months later. And then my husband Gene was diagnosed with an aortic aneurysm. It was early in the morning on a Monday in October 2017. I had to call the ambulance. We were together for that last time in the emergency room, and you know, when I asked him, you know, Gene, do you love me? He wasn't able to speak, but he said it with his eyes.
I'm sorry to hear the times you went through. Those were very challenging times, and this book obviously helped you get through those periods. The book we're talking about, written by our guest on the program, Dr. Doretta Lynette Whalen. The book is available on Amazon, wherever books are sold. The title, Discovering St. Anthony, If You Ask for Miracles, Prayers of a Catholic Community in Pittsburgh. Talk a little bit about the inspiration for this particular project, this book, and why St. Anthony?
Well, good question. What I was going through, it was unthinkable.
Yes.
Here I was, you know, without the two pillars of my life. I have three lovely daughters who are loving and supportive, but they don't live in Pittsburgh. It was rough. I was lonely. I dedicated each day in prayer, as I had promised. I continued to teach, of course, at the university and to cantor at my church. I kept very busy. A few months after Gene died in February of 2018, I remember this is one of the busiest days of my life. You asked for the inspiration. I had gone to an out-of-town funeral that day, then to the wake at the restaurant there, and arrived back home just in time to meet my ride. I was going to a special event that evening. And that night, when I finally arrived back home, I realized that I had lost an earring, and really from a special pair I always thanked Jean for. That earring was missing, and it could have been anywhere. Could have been anywhere, Rick. My mother had taught me as a child that Saint Anthony would help when things were lost, if you ask for his help. So I said the prayer, and then began a spiral of extraordinary events that not only led me to the missing earring, but I was to find much, much more.
Amazing.
Yeah. And at the end of that spring term, I retired from teaching. I spent that next year in mourning, in prayer and contemplation. During this period, an idea kept coming into my mind. You know, St. Anthony really helped me. This is real. I couldn't forget about what had happened to me, and I wanted to share my story. Should I write a book? I struggled. You know, I thought about it, but I struggled with the idea because I'm not holy. I didn't feel worthy. The idea would come and go, but it was always in the back of my mind. Until one fall day in 2019, I was on a bus ride to a doctor appointment in Shadyside. I said a prayer, Lord, if you want me to write this book, then you'll have to send me a sign, an unmistakable sign, so I know that this is your will for me. And believe it or not, I received an extraordinary sign in the most unusual place, in an unlikely place, during my visit to the foot doctor that day. So
that's amazing how these things happen, and they don't just happen, as we're finding out in Dr. Whalen's story. The book is Discovering St. Anthony. You'll find the book available wherever books are sold, Amazon.com, Barnes & Noble, of course, all of this on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. What kind of support did you get? It's one thing to say, okay, I'm going to write the book, and then the reality sets in, okay, this is an awesome project I've just taken on here. What kind of support did you get at the start of this project?
Well, Rick, the idea came to me to collect stories about St. Anthony. And so in mid-October, I first met with my church's new administrator. Father Greco was new to our area of the city. Three churches were merging. But I wasn't thinking that my project and its publication might help to bring the people together. The priest offered the parish bulletin as a way of communicating with all of the parishioners. And this really would prove very useful to me, very valuable to my project. And I drew up a form with information for those who were interested, and that was copied in the church office. The communications director of the parish, Mary Kay Smith, I want to thank her because she worked very hard on those bulletin ads. I'm very grateful to her.
It's fascinating getting the story behind the story, what an author goes through, the inspiration, and then following through with that inspiration. That's exactly the story we're getting from our guest on the program, Dr. Loretta Lynette Whalen. That's W-H-A-L-E-N. If you're Googling, and all this on our website, the book is Discovering St. Anthony. And by the way, Dr. Whalen will be signing copies of her book at the prestigious Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. The book signing will be on April 23rd from 10 to 12. She's in booth 967, table 1B. We'll have all that available. I'll mention that again. If you're in the area, it's one, maybe the largest book festival, book fair in the United States, and she will be there talking about her book, signing copies of the book as well. Let's go back and talk about the book writing process. Any experiencing of problems as you were writing this book, Discovering St. Anthony?
Well, not at first. So after the initial bulletin board ran in November, I'll tell you, phone calls and emails started pouring in for folks who wanted to, you know, share their stories. It was amazing. And by late January 2020, the quota had been reached, as we see here by this, you know, bubbling thermometer Mary Kay had illustrated in the bulletin. I was hoping to gather 50 stories, but actually, besides parishioners, other people I knew, when they heard of my project, friends, relatives, they were happy, they were eager to share their St. Anthony stories. And then in regard to the research, I was reading everything I could get my hands on in regard to the saint. But as soon as I had made up my mind to write these stories, I knew that I wanted to travel to Europe, you know, to some of the places where St. Anthony had been. So instead of waiting for good weather ahead, I felt the push to go right away before the year ended. So I went in December of 2019, looking for the remnants of a life lived 800 years ago. Yes. That was not easy, Rick. I found many interesting places and learned of wonderful traditions that were tied to St. Anthony. He is one of the most popular saints in the world, and I learned why. Discovered so much about him, and across the world, people ask for his help. Even, I was told by my knowledgeable guides, even people who do not believe in God.
It's amazing. The story is discovering St. Anthony. And again, these are inspirational words we need in a very difficult time. But talking about difficult times, let's go back. You were writing this book. The pandemic hits June of 2020. We remember that vividly. You have, you're marketing the book. So you've got new challenges here, not just in writing the book, but getting the word out there so people have a chance to read Discovering St. Anthony and to be inspired as you were by his life. What were some of the challenges as you marketed the book during the pandemic in June of 2020?
Well, that summer, my car became a bookmobile. I blew up the front cover of the book and displayed that on my windshield, and I would sell the book in the parking lots of churches before and after Mass. You notice the pandemic problems, so you may notice that even the cars were observing the 6-foot apart rule.
Yes.
And then in this next picture, you see that the poster there, the one that I had blown up, you see it hung on a birdcage stand for my antique collection. I tried everything. My Hyundai was actually at the end of its life, so I used a quilt to cover the rust and the dings, but it was perfect for book sales. The buyer would stand at the passenger side of the hood, and I was on the driver's side. And wearing these sterile gloves, you know, I'd pull them on, and I'd autograph the book and slide the book over along the clean blanket. And then the buyer would place the money inside an envelope and then slip that into a box on the car seat through the partially rolled down window. So not an elegant system, but it worked.
Yeah, I love the improvisation there, because you were able to take something that most people would have said, okay, this is not meant to be right now, I'm going home, and you made it work. And the result is this fascinating book, Discovering St. Anthony. Let's talk more about the Hyundai, because it did reach its end of life, didn't it?
Yes. Later that summer, my car conked out, and I went through a couple of weeks just praying about what I was going to do next. And my prayers were answered. I was blessed with a new vehicle. Well, new to me.
Yes.
Another vehicle. And then soon it was time for the fall campaign, and here I am parked outside one of our three churches in our parish.
It's amazing what goes into writing a book and marketing the book, told in this case for the book Discovering St. Anthony, If You Ask for Miracles, Prayers of a Catholic Community in Pittsburgh, by our guest, Dr. Loretta Lynette Whalen, PhD. The book available wherever books are sold. What do you hope the reader takes away from reading the book Discovering St. Anthony? What are your hopes for the impact of the book? Because it's those who have read it, excellent reviews, and this book has become a valuable addition right at the head of most people's libraries, because it's such a powerful book. What do you you hope the reader takes away from reading the book?
Well, thank you, Rick. This book is sweet, and it's a humble presentation, really. The stories are from people I knew, but mostly from those I came to know, and I characterize their stories, you know, as heartfelt, within a range from heartbreaking to hilarious. Certainly their stories inspire me, and it's my hope that, especially during this uncertain time, that this book restores faith and hope, which many people are looking for, are searching for. Also, you know, I want to mention that I donate the money made from this book to my the parish, for the advance of ministry. We're now close to the $10,000 mark.
And that's tremendous.
People have been so supportive through their prayers and generosity, you know, in accessing copies of the book for themselves and also as gifts.
Let's go to 2023 in marketing now. We talked about the challenges, and there were serious challenges to overcome in marketing of June of 2020. Now, almost 3 years later, how do you market the book now? How is it different? And I'm sure it's better. You can get out there and actually make contact with people.
That's true. I brought along some photos to show what I tried to do from the start, and these avenues are still open to me. Here's the Parish Holiday Craft Fair. This annual event, it's a lot of fun. A lot of people attending. Refreshments are served. This past year, I ran into a woman with whom I'd lost touch for years, but she recognized me, and here we were, you know, meeting again after being in the same class in elementary school, in Catholic school. And then there was the parish summer festival. The three parishes now join forces for one of the largest festivals around. St. Raphael the Archangel Parish has skydivers coming in and landing on the field.
Wow.
It's an exciting event.
Yes.
Our parish is so active in the community. We have Mardi Gras celebrations, food truck events in the fall. And of course, I'm part of this. I'm blessed to be part of it. But of course, I couldn't bring all the pictures from these church events. The next photo, though, shows the JMJ Christian Bookstore during the COVID epidemic. I visited this bookstore when most of the businesses were closed. The owner was great, and I also purchased a few gifts there. That's how it goes, you know. In the next picture, we see my book on the shelf there at JMJ. St. Anthony looks right at home on the shelf with the other men.
Oh, yes.
Saints. The owner likes to see my book ads in the Christian Book Buyer's Guide. And then, you know, she cuts out the pages and places those pages in the window, which helps her to sell the book. It helps with sales. And then the next picture, we have St. Anthony's Chapel, high on Pittsburgh's horizon. Troy Hill on the north side is home to this beautiful, beautiful chapel built in the 1800s. It's considered a national landmark, and there is a precious collection here of over 4,000 relics, including relics from St. Anthony. And here we see my book on the shelf at the chapel store. People come from all parts, some drawn there while visiting their children who are enrolled in the universities in Pittsburgh. You know, they go to the chapel to attend Novena's Mass, to venerate the relics, and then they stop at the store, Rick.
To get a full impact of our conversation with Dr. Whalen, go to YouTube. You can look for the video there. Go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You just click on videos, and you will go to our video page and look at this. Not only her vocal description, as you're hearing if you're just listening on the radio, but the presentation, if you're seeing this on television, and you can very easily see it on the video. We'll add more to what actually went into the writing of Discovering St. Anthony, If You Ask for Miracles, Prayers of a Catholic Community in Pittsburgh. Book available, again, wherever books are sold. And you've got another book coming out. Talk about that. How does the second book compare with the first book that we've been talking about?
I'm excited.
Yes.
Discovering St. Anthony, Portugal to Padua. Okay, while the first book, I say, is sweet, inspiring, and entertaining, a collection of stories, the second book is a captivating biography of the saint, which is grounded in research. It's also an interesting travelogue. With many photos as I go about these places, led by my knowledgeable guides, you know, some of the places where St. Anthony was known to have lived. There are also excerpts from St. Anthony's own writing, and these I intersperse at meaningful points. You know, I pray that folks find it interesting. The Bishop of Pittsburgh, I'm grateful and so thankful, has granted permission to print. So I am very happy to have achieved that mark.
Congratulations on the success, not only of Discovering St. Anthony, the focus of our conversation today, but the new book that will be coming out as well. When do you expect the second book to be available?
I can guarantee the book will be available for St. Anthony's Feast on June 13th.
Appropriate, yes.
But I hope to have it in May. I hope to have it earlier.
Ooh. Well, you can, of course, check wherever books are sold and ask about the second book written by our guest, Dr. Doretta Lynette Whalen, PhD. The book is available at all the bookstores, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, mainspringbooks.com, and we've got all of that on our website. Let's wrap up a conversation today talking about exciting marketing news, being part of the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. Talk about that. We've got, how did you accomplish that? First of all, by getting invited there, because as I say, this is probably the largest book festival in the United States.
It certainly is. Well, you know, Alex, who is a wonderful contact there at Mainstream Books, first called me and then she sent me an official invite. She had written that Mainspring cherry-picked my book as one that would speak highly for the company. They represent only 10 to 15 books in every genre for the event, and they chose St. Anthony because they believed that this book would engage a high percentage of the audience. And so they wanted to see my book at the fair. So I'm very excited about this. Their creative team composed beautiful advertising materials, and these I'll use later in slide presentations when I, you know, try to engage people to introduce my books in this area of the country and wherever I'm called to go. I'll use these visuals, you know, for my talking points. But I'm so anxious to visit California and, you know, meet the people who are devotees of St. Anthony, or even those who are curious about him, Rick, and his powerful intercession. I hope to boost St. Anthony Project onto the world scene. I wanted to say here as we close,
yes.
I feel we're at the end of our interview. I struggled with my unworthiness to touch this, you know, such a holy subject. It's a grace I don't deserve, but nevertheless, I accepted the call and the challenge of representing this medieval saint. So it's not about me in the spotlight. It's a dear St. Anthony.
Well, you should be congratulated again for the work that you put into that. 3.5 years of your life going into researching, writing, and marketing the book, Discovering St. Anthony, If You Ask for Miracles, Prayers of a Catholic Community in Pittsburgh. Time well spent. You've touched many people, will touch many more during the course of the book fair, which again, the Los Angeles Times Festival of Books. The book signing will be April 23rd from 10 to 12. Look for booth 967, table 1B. The guest will be there as signing autographs, talking to people. Our guest is Dr. Loretta Lynette Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. She'll be there as part of the representation from Mainspring's Books. Their book is their website, mainspringbooks.com. This book available, of course, wherever books are sold. Dr. Whalen, it's been a pleasure. What a remarkable story that you've done, accomplished, and with the funds going already, a very impressive figure going to charity with the local church. Thank you for sharing this message with us. Look forward to the new book, and hopefully we'll have a chance to talk about that as well. Thank you for being with us on the program, and enjoy the sunshine in Los Angeles and all the people interested in picking up a copy of Discovering St. Anthony. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It has been our pleasure. Our guest on the program, Dr. Doretta Lynette Whalen. I'll spell all of that, D-O-R-E-T-T-A, Lynette, L-O-N-N-E-T-T, Whalen, W-H-A-L-E-N. So if you're Googling, you'll find all the information, Discovering St. Anthony. If You Ask for Miracles, Prayers of a Catholic Community in Pittsburgh, the title of the book. Her email, by the way, I'll have this on our website, is DorettaWhalen@gmail.com. Interested in getting your feedback as well. And all of this information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we are back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.